This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Environmental justice advocates are suing Colorado regulators. CPR Sam Brash reports it involves a new rule that they believe does not go far enough to protect communities from pollution.
A coalition of groups filed the lawsuit Monday. It alleges air officials failed to follow through on a 2021 law meant to protect neighborhoods facing the worst environmental hazards. That law includes requirements for new air monitors. In the end, regulators allowed companies to pay fees for community monitors in neighborhoods. The groups say that's too lenient and regulators must go back to the drawing board. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Centennial-based space company is planning to build a fleet of training satellites for the Space Force. CPR's Dan Boyce reports True Anomaly opened a new 35,000-square-foot facility last week.
The so-called Jackal satellites will be able to emulate enemy satellites for Space Force personnel to spar with or allied satellites to coordinate with. Representative Jason Crow attended the facility ribbon cutting and says it's an evolution in weapons development.
The technology we create today, or that our adversaries create today, is only going to be relevant for 2 to 3 years.
True Anomaly plans to eventually turn out one satellite every 5 days. The first two are scheduled to launch next February. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
105 miles per hour. That's how fast investigators say a former Aurora police officer was driving his cruiser when he caused a fatal crash in March. The officer, Eduardo Landeros, pled guilty Monday to criminally negligent homicide. He had on loud music and was toying with his onboard computer as he hit another car at an intersection, killing Elias Anderson. This is CPR News and KRCC.